Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today is the day that we mourn the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. On such a day, we have to realize one thing, that there is one person that truly realizes what happened in Karbala in this world. That is the heart of the 12th Imam. He sees the realization of Karbala and his heart is able to deal with it. Some have been shown the reality of Karbala and they could not take it. Only the heart of an infallible Imam can have the patience and can tolerate seeing what happened in Karbala, seeing the light, the nur of Imam Hussein, and darkness come and attack the light and eventually make him and his companions martyred. On such a day, it is important for us to align and synchronize ourselves with the heart of the 12th Imam, because he is the true person that is weeping and crying for Imam Hussein. When we look at the nights of Qadr, in the nights of Ramadan, we remember Suratul Qadr, the surah that is for power or destiny, that it says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. It says that every year the angels descend upon whose heart? The heart of the 12th Imam. Only his heart can bear the descension of the angels in the night of Qadr. In some of our narrations, it says this. It says that Suratul Qadr is the surah of the Prophet. Then after him, it became the surah of the next infallible Imam Ali. Then after him, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Now, Suratul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is the night of the 12th Imam. In the same way, Ashura and remembering it and being able that this angels descending and bringing the barakat, the blessings of crying for Imam Hussein. Didn't we say it has blessings, all the narrations? So who truly mourns for Imam Hussein? Who truly is a person that realizes the calamity of Imam Hussein is the 12th Imam. So for us to get some of the barakat and the blessings of mourning for Imam Hussein, it's important for ourselves to make ourselves close with the 12th Imam during such an important day. Brothers and sisters, concerning the 12th Imam, there are three things that I'd like to say today. One is that we should understand the 12th Imam. What do I mean by understanding him? Knowing that he is watching us and what our actions and what we do is presented to him. He is not hidden from us. Our bad actions are hidden, are causing us to be hidden from him. When we look at the narration about the story of Ali ibn Ibrahim Mahziyar Ahwazi, he was a person that dreamed of meeting the 12th Imam. Such a person went to Hajj 19 times to meet the 12th Imam. As the narration says, Tamamul Hajj liqa'ul Imam. The final, the reality of Hajj is meeting the infallible Imam. 19 times he went to Hajj. The 20th time he says, okay, I'm not going to go. A lot of times it's important to know those are the times that Allah will bless you when you think you are nothing. He thought that, no, this is not going to happen anymore. But then there was a sign. He went to Mecca. He went to Hajj. There he met one of the companions of the 12th Imam. And he asked Ali ibn Mahziyar Ahwazi, what do you want? He says, Al-Imam al-Mahjuba an al-Alam. I want the Imam that's hidden from the world. But the companion of the 12th Imam said this to him in the narration, مَا هُوَ مَحْجُوبْ أَنْكُمْ. He is not hidden from you. وَلَكِنْ حَجَبَهُ سُوءُ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Actually, your bad action, your evil actions have caused you to become hidden from him. Brothers and sisters, we are hiding from the 12th Imam. The world is his presence. He is seeing everybody. We're benefiting from him, as how the narrations say, we're benefiting from the sun behind the clouds. But if we were to really think and understand and raise our marifat of the 12th Imam, the qaybat of the 12th Imam would be in such a way that our hearts and our soul would connect with him. We would have a connection. So the first thing on such an important day is to remember that we need to purify and cleanse ourselves. Once we are cleansed, we can have the ability to connect with the light of the 12th Imam, inshallah. The second thing is we should understand the goal of the 12th Imam. One of those things that are important for the revolution of the 12th Imam is Ashura. As we read in Dua Nutba, أَيْنَ طَالِبُوا بِدَمِ الْمَقْتُولِ بِكَرْبَلَىٰ Imam Zaman is the seeker of revenge for the martyrs of Karbala. Or it says in other narrations, in other ziyarat, ziyarat Nahiyah, which is attributed to the 12th Imam, we read, فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً He says, I will cry for you, Hussein, Imam Hussein. I will cry for you day and night. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا And I will cry for you instead of tears, blood. This is one of the goals and one of the things that is important for Imam Zaman is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The more we connect with the musibat of Karbala, with the calamity of Karbala, the more we align ourselves with one of the objectives and goals of the 12th Imam. But the final goal, as the entire goals and the entire reasons why the prophets and imams were brought for us, is for man to reach God. The more that we have a connection towards God, the more we fulfill what God wants for us, the more we submit to Him and what He wants, the more we have progressed the goal of the 12th Imam. Thirdly, about our duties towards the 12th Imam. It is important to know that the time of Ghaybat, the occultation of the 12th Imam, is a time that is hurting all of us because we are not benefiting from our true Imam. We're not benefiting from the guidance of Imam Mahdi the way that we would physically, learning from him, talking with him, sitting with him, and him guiding us towards perfection. It's as if we are losing our lives without the 12th Imam coming back to us and teaching us and guiding us. The occultation of the 12th Imam should be very bitter for us. It is a time period that in the narration say we are like orphans, the orphans of the Prophet and his family. So for us, brothers and sisters, our duty is to do whatever it takes to facilitate, to expedite the coming back of the 12th Imam. And of those things is for us to connect with him, for us to remember to do things, to encourage the love of the Ahlul Bayt, encourage following Islam and believing in God and practicing. The more we do this, and the more we get society ready for the 12th Imam, inshallah, to reappear. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين